Hey, Bob here, and welcome back to the Your Virtual Upline podcast, where we give network marketers the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life of your dreams.
Hey, Bob here. Welcome back to the show, episode 417. Today, I want to talk to you about the downside of a trend that I see happening a lot today in our profession, something being promoted quite a bit. And it's this idea of selling products from more than one company. So taking on additional products from other companies as a way to potentially make more money. And so I want to talk about this and I want to share my opinions. And I will just tell you up front, I am very much against doing this. And I'm not saying that meaning that this applies to every single person, but I think after you hear my argument, the vast majority of you that are considering this, I think you may rethink that decision after this episode. So I'm just going to put that out there. But why is this happening? Well, it's really a byproduct of the challenges that most people in this profession have faced in growing their business over the last year or so, right? I see some really alarming and concerning things. I see people talking about that, you know, you can't build a team anymore, that building a team in 2024 is impossible, which by the way is total BS. And I'm going to do an episode on this in the next couple of weeks. So we'll just put a pin in that. But then I also see there's this kind of like people are promoting being a multi-passionate entrepreneur. You know, why would you want to limit yourself to just one product? You are the brand, right? You hear things like the average millionaire has seven streams of income. I always laughed at that one, right? And that you should do that if your passion is taking you in that direction. And so there's this increasing trend of just people leveraging their existing social media as a way to sell multiple products. And listen, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with if you want to do that, but I think you have to be really clear on what more often than not will be the downside of you doing that. And so that's what I want to present to you is maybe the other side of the argument so that if this is something you are considering doing, you can have both of these perspectives and then you decide if you think it makes sense for you and your business. But I will admit it is an alluring sales pitch because this idea that if I have more options for people, that it will increase the chances that I actually make the sale, right? We think about, man, if I would have had this other product, maybe that person that said no to me, maybe they would have bought me. Or if I have this other product, maybe that will open up me to potentially more people that aren't paying attention to me. But in reality, here's what it does. It does the exact opposite for most people. It actually decreases your chance of being successful. I'm going to make a very rational argument as to why. But here's the only place I really have seen it work. Because listen, there are definitely people that do this. But in my experience, it only works for the people that have already been successful selling product A from company A and have some sort of an established following or brand for them to leverage. Now, if we use that as the criteria, and then we look at all the people out there that are trying to do this, right? We're talking about less than 0.1% of people that are actually going to be able to do this over any kind of an extended period of time and have it make sense for them. But even then, I will tell you for most of those people, it's a short-term strategy. And yes, if you've been successful, you've got a brand to leverage, you've got people following you, adding on an additional product is almost always going to result in more money and more sales short term, but it almost always creates a bigger long-term problem. And here's the trade-off. Short-term success for long-term confusion, burnout, and most of the time failure. And I'm going to explain to you why that is in a moment. But when we look at this argument around being a multi-passionate entrepreneur, here's the truth, right? The whole seven streams of income for a millionaire, this is completely distorted to support this argument. The average millionaire if they do have multiple streams of income, here's what I can promise you they don't have, is they don't have more than one business that actually requires their active attention every single day. And here's where I really have an issue with some of the people that are marketing this idea of taking on additional things. And I will throw the whole MRR thing into the mix here. And I'm not opening up that can of worms in this episode, just so you know, because it will derail the whole episode. I'm going to do an episode on that coming up. But it's this idea that you can just add this additional thing to what you're already doing and have it be almost completely automated and hands off. And it's just, you know, it's just a way to make extra money. It's just something else for you to talk about. But that's with no consideration whatsoever for what happens after the actual sale, which is where we start to create the problem. But here's who this actually does work with. This kind of presentation we're talking about, it's attractive mostly to people that are struggling in their business. And listen, I'm going to just shoot you straight here. And I may say something in this episode that hurts a little bit, you don't like to hear, but hopefully if you've been listening to me and following me, you know that I come from a place of love. And that if I'm gonna say something to you and you may not like to hear it, it's only because I think it's what you need to hear in order to be able to win and go to that next level. So here's how I want you to think about this. Your personal bandwidth is already being challenged with one product to sell. You're already working really hard. You're spending a lot of time. You're creating content. You're having conversations. You're servicing and trying to manage the existing customer base you have, holding on for dear life, just keeping the people that are here, much less replacing them with new sales. And then you're presented with this idea of taking on another thing, and it sounds interesting to you. But what I find is this is usually the kind of person that this makes sense to. Because if you're doing really well in your business and you're crushing it, those kinds of people are rarely looking to lose focus by doing something else. It's the people that are struggling to get the results that they want, or they're seeing a declining business. That's when they start to implement a strategy like this as a way to save what feels like a sinking ship. And here's where it comes from. It's like the second things get hard and it challenges us and who we are in our business and our identity, and it's kind of forcing us to acquire new skills and learn and evolve and grow, that becomes hard and scary for people. And it's easier for us to blame the company, the product, or the upline than it is for us to take responsibility for our own success and say, maybe I'm the person that really needs to change here. But the easier thing to do is, well, let's just go find something else to sell, right? Because maybe the grass will be greener on the other side of the fence, right? Tricking ourselves into believing that it was the company or product that was the problem. And I am telling you, and I say this with such a high level of certainty, if you are struggling in your company right now selling product A, it has less to do with the product, your upline, your company, and I am telling you it has more to do with your inability to acquire the skills that are necessary for you to succeed in your business. Hey, just wanted to jump in here real quick because I've got one big ask for you. Look, you know we don't advertise on the podcast, and my intention is to not sell or pitch you on the show this year. We just want to deliver free content that is 10 times better than what you've paid for to help you transform your business. So my ask is this: help me spread the word of Love, Serve, Grow so we can change lives, help people that are struggling in their business, and transform our profession. The only way we can do that is if you take the time to rate, review, and share this podcast. So that's my big ask. Just take a few seconds right now, wherever you're listening, leave a review. It would absolutely mean the world to me, and it might just change the life of someone else. So thank you so much for being a part of our community. You are resisting the process of learning and growing and getting better. And I get it. It can be painful and it can be scary. But if you can't be successful selling product A with your existing skills and network and tools and resources, the chances of you being more successful trying to do it with A and B, or even just B alone, are not very good. An early mentor said this to me. It always stuck with me. He said, Bob, wherever you go, there you are. Right? It's easier for us to believe that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence until we get there and we realize we still have to pull the weeds and mow the lawn. And I think that that ultimately becomes the issue, is that we lose focus. And lack of focus is one of the biggest reasons why businesses fail. One of the biggest reasons why people fail in our profession and they don't achieve long-term lasting success is they diversify too soon. And it's based on the belief of that we need more to make more. And it's simply not true. We diversify in the way of maybe doing a second company, selling a second product, doing an extra thing. We're seeing this now at a frequency that we have not seen in a very long time because it's harder and more challenging. And so I'm not saying that doing something else might not be the right answer for some people, but I'm just trying to make the argument that if you're struggling in your business and you still want to be successful in this profession, you believe this profession is the vehicle that can help you create the life that you want, you making this decision to diversify is going to end up in failure for most of you. So let's see if I can kind of make more of the rational argument here. The biggest reason why this results in failure is because it overcomplicates your business. Look, there is no passive product for you to sell. It doesn't exist. There's actually no passive business. I don't care what business it is. If it is a business that will sustain revenue and growth over time, you need to be involved. This is one of my biggest pet peeves with the MRR thing, is they're selling this fully automated way to print money, and it ain't true, and it is deceptive, and it is unethical. Not everybody's doing it that way, but most of the people that I see are. But there's not a business that exists that's totally hands-off. Right. And so when we look at beginning to add in an extra product, it may make sense on the surface level in terms of content. Right. Because if you're selling makeup and your company doesn't have, you know, certain types of makeup or skincare or something that would be a complementary product, or if you're in health and wellness and your company doesn't have a gut health product or a collagen product and you just want to add that sucker into the mix, it could make sense content-wise because it's not that far of a stretch because it's still kind of within the realm of what you do. But then here's where the big problem begins to come in. Is once you make the decision to add another product, you are also adding another company. And so here's what happens. Now you have two totally different sets of systems to manage, two completely different companies to deal with that are going to be marketing and promoting to you on an almost daily basis with their products and sales and promotions that you have to sort and sift through. You have two different sets of products now to market that require knowledge and training and potential expertise. You've got two completely different sets of clients that are on two different sets of systems that need to be tracked and serviced and managed that might have different needs when it comes to you serving them through the business. And you've got two different sets of uplines who have their own communication, their own marketing, their own training. And all of this stuff is taking your time and requiring your attention. And God forbid you're actually successful selling in this second place. You know what's going to happen. Said upline or said sponsor will be gently trying to push you to build a team. And you might even build a team just by the nature of being successful. And then guess what happens? Now you have two downlines to try to manage. And I'm just telling you right now, you might be able to be successful short term. And some of you even longer term selling second, you ain't building two downlines. It's not happening. You know how hard it is to build downline one over an extended period? You think you're going to do it in two places? All you're going to do is confuse the heck out of people, especially when they see you marketing this product and that product, and people in company A are like, but wait a minute, you're in company B, and people in company B, you're in company A. And then it's just going to create a whole bunch of confusion and a lot of like, what is going on? But let's just throw it out the window and say that that's not even the thing. Because now you've got all of these different things in two different places, you've got two sets of conversations and follow-ups to track, and you have to say, well, is it product A or is it product B? And then there's no clear or coherent sales and marketing strategy. Like you like to think there will be, but there's not, because you don't have a clear sales and marketing strategy in your first company. So here's what happens is you wind up going down the path talking about product A and you find out they're not interested. And then all of a sudden you try to throw product B in from a completely different company with a completely different website. And you think that that's not going to make a big difference. That completely confuses prospects and it makes them way less likely to buy and way less likely to actually look at you as somebody that can provide value to them. It's like a hodgepodge of just like different things that are happening. It's like, I'm going to put on this hat for this conversation, and then I'm going to put on this hat for this one. And here's the truth. Everything I'm talking about, in order to do well, it requires an even higher level of skill when it comes to sales, marketing, and leadership. And it is the lack of those things that created the problem for you in the first place. And so now your two companies and your two businesses are requiring even more from you. You got to have stronger back-end systems to manage growth, to deliver client results, for this thing to be sustainable. Or as you begin to become more successful in the two different places, it just continues to cannibalize even more of your time. And so this is the reason why I do not think it's a good idea for most people. It's short-term profit at the expense of long-term sustainable success and your peace of mind and freedom, right? This is the reason why I say you focus, right? When you look at the best of the best, the most successful entrepreneurs in the world today, they have a primary focus. And even when things get hard, they don't go try to dip their other foot in another pool to see if the water is warmer. When things get harder, they plant their flag in the ground. They recognize the challenge as a calling for them to grow and to get stronger and to develop new skills. They push through those challenging times. They don't choose the path of least resistance and pursue the short-term gain. This is the mindset and this is the mentality that will not only make you world class in this space, but will help you change so many lives along the way. And so that's just my perspective. And Truck, I am somebody that's, I've been down this path before, right? I've been down this path where I've, you know, the lure of the shiny object of adding an additional thing and the amount of money that it could bring in short term, but it always just leads to more problems down the road. So take that for what it's worth. Those are my two cents. You know, like I said in the beginning, I'm not saying that it can't be done. There are clearly people that are doing it. But here's the question you got to ask yourself. And maybe this is a good way for me to kind of wrap all this up. What's success to you? How do you define success? You know, to me, success to me is not being in, you know, I use this word a lot, influencer, in a derogatory way. Because what we traditionally think of as a quote unquote influencer is somebody that's building a big following and probably doing a lot of what we're talking about, marketing multiple products, leveraging their brand. Here's the truth of the matter. Every single one of you listening to this right now is an influencer because you are creating content that is influencing people's thoughts, feelings, and actions. So you're all an influencer. But I'm just using it in the traditional sense of the term. Is that we look at these people that are living on social media, on stories, reels, like just that's their full-time job as a way to execute this strategy successfully. Because, you know, trust me, if all you're doing is selling products for multiple companies, you have a high-paying job. You do not have a business. You do not have leverage. You do not have freedom. The moment you stop creating said content, the moment you stop pulling back on your brand, all those funnels and all those automations and all those things will start being less effective. And eventually your sales will stop. And so like, to me, that's not success. Success is not just making money. Success is also making an impact and finding meaning. And it's having the time freedom to live the life that I want. And so this is why you must build a team. This is the reason why you must plant your flag somewhere and push past the hard times and recognize that oftentimes that's where the big reward is on the other side of that. And so, you know, those are my thoughts. I wanted to give you a different perspective. I do have a strong feeling. And I just felt like it'd be important that I shared it with you. But I don't know. You tell me. Let me know. You think I'm completely off base? Tell me. I'd love to have a conversation. Healthy dialogue is a good thing. Reach out to me on Instagram. Let me know. Do you agree? Do you disagree? I welcome the disagreement as much as I welcome the agreement. I love hearing both sides of this argument, but I just wanted to give you my own. So hope it helps you. And as always, thanks for being here. I'll see you soon on the next episode.